Old school stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well,
I know who Prince is, though. So I guess
everybody knows who Prince was. Everybody knows who Prince is. And we just celebrated the 1-year anniversary of his death. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of tragic. Yeah. Tell me about your future plans. What comes next for you? Now that you're leaving us, what happens?
Trying to find a job. I'm looking online right now and at different radio stations and seeing what I could do for them. Maybe just do the board op or mm-hmm. be a host, but I know that kind of takes a little bit of time before, because you can't just jump right into it. Mm-hmm. So maybe moving out of the state and going to a lower market so mm-hmm. I could work my way up and come back into DC or
wow.
anywhere.
Very smart, very mature answer. Because a lot of people who want to get in broadcasting don't understand how this works. They think that we're just going to get the first job, is going to mm-hmm. be on in the big city.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. You got to kind of pay your dues, like most things in life, and you got to work your way up the ladder.
Yep.
And so I'm sure you'll move up the ladder fast, because you're very talented, very creative.
Thank you.
And promise me you'll stay in touch with us.
Yes, of course.
And
I
you'll
will.
Let me know where you end up and when you get your job and as your career goes on.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's been a pleasure to meet you and know you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's
and
very
thank
nice.
You again on behalf of everybody here for all your help.
Of course. Thank you, guys. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and the audience, too. And, you know, there's about another 25 minutes left, so the audience can call and say goodbye to Maria and wish her well if you want to call in. Because she's here to take requests today at 202-619-2077. That's the number, right?
Yes, that
say
is the
it
number.
Again.
202-697-197.
2077.
2077.
I see you've been paying close attention to me.
Yep. I have.
Just, well, thank you, Maria.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we're going to play a song for you. What's your favorite Madonna song in the whole wide world?
I used to sing Living... or Like a Prayer all the time, my mom said. So
And your mom just called me and she said Maria also sang Like a Virgin. That was her only song that she sang. So here it is, by request for Gembo Tenzin in Bhutan, Madonna.
Yeah. It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
You gotta help me. I'm losing my mind. Keep getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong. I thought we were holding on. Aren't we? No, they don't teach ya this in school. Now my heart's breaking and I don't know what to do. Thought we were going strong. Thought we were holding on. Aren't we? Strong, thought we were holding on, aren't we?
Crossings, there they are. One Direction, a request from Fromsa Asa, who is in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, listening to the program today. One Direction and History. And I also want to say hello to a few folks who checked in on the Facebook page. I heard from Mekdi Breezy Gash. I just got a message from King Boy who said, Maria, we're going to miss you. So there you go, Maria. Gebekan Gideon Gebekan is tuned in Nigeria and says hello to his brother, Niambo Jacobs. A. and Donna Pevers with us. I got a message from Kenya Kofi Hurdles, listening to 98.1 FM. And quite a few other folks checking in on the Facebook page. McSamuel Amawas, Metamorphic, Godfrey is tuned in today. So a lot of people joining us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London, where you can stop by and make a request or just say hi if you'd like. Ray McDonald is in our studios, and he's stopping by to say hi and to bring us our weekly chart chat.
Man, you know, listening to that One Direction song, I'm reminded just how good a lot of their singles were.
Mm-hmm.
They worked with some fantastic songwriters, great producers. I mean, it was straight up pop. Zayn Malik says, that's not my kind of music. I wouldn't have, you know, listened to this stuff. But I got to say, those One Direction hits were great pop music.
If you're a betting man, and I know you're not, but if you were a betting man, what do you think are the odds that they will get together again?
I think they will at some point.
Do you?
I think it's probably going to be a one-off thing. Mm-hmm. Could be for an award show. Could be for charity.
Right.
But, at some point down the line.
Like a Spice Girls kind of reunion kind of thing?
Maybe so.
All right.
Maybe so.
Well, you're probably right. As always.
You know, they're never going to reform again. I mean, they're all off and running with their own thing. But I would say at some point they'll get back together.
Some are having more success than others, though. I mean, Zayn is kind of doing his thing, and he wasn't going to get back with them anyway. And Harry just put out his new music. But
the
other guys are kind of creeping along.
They could be taking their time developing their interests. Lewis Tomlinson, he's expecting a baby. He's going to be a dad.
Right.
So
I think they had the baby. Cheryl Crow.
Yeah, maybe they did have
the baby. Not Cheryl Crow. Cheryl
Cole. Yes.
Cheryl Crow's a little past baby days, but Cheryl Cole.
Right.
All right, Ray.
So anyway.
What do you got for us today?
I have Harry Styles for you today.
Ooh, and what do you know?
I mean, Harry was always the one we sort of had our eye on for solo success, and he's really charging out of the gate with his latest hit, Sign of the Times. It went to number one in the UK and Australia, and it is our Hot 100 Hot Shot debut at number four this week, and we will catch up with Harry after Sign of the Times.
Times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. Far away from here.
If we had lighters, we'd be waving them right now. Harry Styles, a little bit of arena rock there. Sign of the Times, Hot Shot debut this week, number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. Harry was one of, there you go, we have Vince waving his little flashlight.
The length of that song, I went home, I changed my clothes and came back.
That's right. It's a 5-minute long song. It took 6 songwriters to write that song. Harry was one of them. Along with Harry is a guy by the name of Jeff Basker, who also co-produced, and Jeff is going to be working on Harry's debut album, which drops on May 12th, and this was very smart of Columbia Records to get Basker involved. He has worked with everyone from Jay-Z and Kanye West to the Rolling Stones. And in 2016, Jeff Basker won the Grammy for Non-Classical Producer of the Year. So this guy knows how to make a hit. Harry's self-titled debut album, as I mentioned, drops on May 12th. There's been a lot of buzz around this album ever since he started making it last year. It's rumored to have a lot of classic rock elements, as the lead-off single certainly does. We were talking about what influences we heard. There's a lot of David Bowie. You got some Queen.
Pink Floyd, ELP. I hear a lot of that classic stuff.
Yes, yes. And this, again, is a smart approach because Zane is going in the R&B direction. We got Niall Horan, who did This Town, which is very folky, kind of a One Direction sounding cut. And Harry is going more toward the rock hero end of the spectrum, which you don't hear very much anymore.
Right, right.
So that means he's going for multi-generational following. He's not just the hero of teen girls anymore, although he did defend teen girls in a recent interview. He's saying, well, they're the leaders of tomorrow. They're, you know, they're going to be taking music in whatever direction it goes.
Right.
So he's a good interview subject. Harry is very PR savvy, which I think is one reason, along with the hair, that we always figured this guy is going to be the breakout star. He's going to be the Justin Timberlake, if you will, of One Direction.
And he was on Border Crossings before. And this summer is going to be like the summer for him because it's also his big screen debut in Dunkirk. Yeah, that's coming out in July.
Christopher Nolan's World War II drama. And there are rumors that Harry may portray Mick Jagger in an upcoming biopic. Harry's already done a Mick Jagger impersonation on Saturday Night Live. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
So this is definitely Harry Styles' year. And he was on Graham Norton's show. And he says, yes, he will be touring to support the album. So we're going to be seeing a whole lot of Harry Styles this year. Now then, moving on to our next song, two established stars coming together, Maroon 5 and Future. This is Cold. It moves from 28th to 21st place. Future is selling albums like crazy. Maroon 5 is going to be on the road, and I'll tell you all about it after Cold.
Enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold. Are we taking time or time out? I can't take the in-between. Asking me for space here in my house. You know how to with me. Acting like we're not together. After everything that we've been through. Sleeping up under the covers. I'm so far away from you. Distant. When we're kissing, feel so different. Baby, tell me, how did you get so cold enough to chill my bones? It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold to me. With every breath you breathe, I see there's something going on. I don't understand why you're so cold. Why you wanna bite your tongue for? The silence is killing me. Acting like we're not together. If you don't want this, then what's the use? Sleeping up under the covers. I'm so far away from you, distant. Ooh. When we're kissing, yeah. It feels so different. Yeah. Baby, tell me, how did you get so cold enough to chill my bones? It feels like I don't know you anymore.
Never thought that you was like this. I took the tag off and made you priceless. I just spent a half a meal on a chandelier. Now you tryin' to cut me off like a light switch. Tryin' to stay in Ali, saying that you need some time to breathe. Thinking that I'm sleeping on the four-letter word, but the four-letter word don't sleep. We going two separate ways. You ain't been acting the same. You gotta go, bro, where your heart used to be. You go dig every day. I spit the four door to the two door, cause I can't let my driver hear what you say. Can I try to get you spanked?
Baby, tell me how did you get so cold enough to chill my bones? It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold.
Maroon 5 featuring Future, Cold, moving from 28th to 21st place on the Hot 100. Maroon 5, Adam Levine, you know, they're smart. They're a smart group. They helped pioneer the use of featured rappers, which is a regular thing in pop music now. Every pop singer has a featured rapper on a song. But way back in 2012, Maroon 5 went to second place with Payphone, which featured Wiz Khalifa. And, of course, they worked with Kendrick Lamar on Don't Want to Know. So they've been doing this for a while. This Saturday, Maroon 5 will be in New Orleans for the Jazz and Heritage Festival, which is always a good time. It's a huge, huge festival. September, we'll find them in Rio at the Rock in Rio Festival. And, of course, Adam has his judging gig on The Voice, which apparently he's going to hang on to. As for Future, April was a big, big month for Future. He racked up 7 RIAA Platinum titles this month, meaning 1 million sales. His current solo single, Mask Off, has passed 1 million sales. A single he had a year ago with Drake called Low Life has actually sold 3 million. So Future's red hot. Starting next month, he'll kick off a headlining North American tour featuring Migos and Tory Lanez. That's going to be a hot ticket. So, Future's on a roll.
A lot of people don't know this about Maroon 5, but the keyboardist is a jazz musician, PJ Morton, who's also got his own jazz album out, and he's going to be doing a set at the New Orleans Jazz Festival.
Yeah, Maroon 5. I mean, well, these guys have been around for almost 25 years. They started off calling themselves Kara's Flowers, and they had an album out under that name before they, went back into the lab and refashioned themselves. So, yeah, Maroon 5. I mean, these guys have been around the block, and they know what they're doing.
And when they went to UCLA, Sarah Bareilles was in Kara's Flowers, and they were an a cappella group way back when.
Small world.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Ray McDonald.
You got it, Larry.
The man who brings us the hits every Tuesday. It's a Chart Chat, and if you want to catch Ray on his regular segment, which is called the Billboard Top 20 Countdown, it airs every Thursday on the VOA 1 network.
Exactly. And you can catch me on Twitter at Ray on the Hits, and let's not forget VOA1's Facebook page at VOA 1 the Hits. So all kinds of places for you to go.
And you're also on 4 hours every day on VOA 1. A lot of people don't know that.
Mr. Lund.
I'm on.
And the lady DJ.
Yes. So there you go. We're all over the place. You can't get away from us,
We're everywhere. We're omnipresent.
That's it. Electrified. This is Border Crossings. Thank you so much, Ray, for coming in. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer today, Vince, our director, and a heartfelt thanks to Maria Femiano, who's been a wonderful...
Goodbye, Maria.
...wonderful addition to the family. We're going to miss you, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck and success in your future, and keep in touch with us. Thank you so much for joining us on Border Crossings. Shout out to Cletus and Leonard Segay and Mekti Breezy Gash, who's a nurse in Ghana. They're all listening to the show. Come back and listen again tomorrow. The Revolution will be in the building. Prince's band, The Revolution, tomorrow. They won't be on the show, but they'll be in the building tomorrow, and we will be hearing that interview in the very near future. So make sure you join us on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. This is the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.